Hi there, and welcome to the special Thanksgiving episode. I know, you know, it's a few days after Thanksgiving, but, you know, we're still there and we're still close to Thanksgiving. And there was a particularly nice email that came in that I want to share. And it was, you know, it is Thanksgiving related. As many of you know, I think it is so important to share success stories when someone has gotten to a place where they're not struggling with sleep and sleeping well again. So I'm always very thankful for those. And so what happened was I had a client on bedtime on my app who actually sent a message after she was no longer subscribed and just said, I'm doing really well. I was really happy. And then I said, hey, by the way, do you mind sharing, you know, your journey? Because that's really helpful to people. And she said, you know, I would love to, but, you know, it's kind of hard because I have, you know, my kids, et cetera. So I just messaged back, saying, yeah, no, if you ever feel like it, please do so. And then, you know, a few days later, we got this message here. So let's read this together. Hi, Daniel. You asked if I can share a success story. I was quite lazy to write it down because I'm a working mom of two girls and every second I have on my own is so precious. But with Thanksgiving coming, I started thinking what I'm grateful for. So Daniel, thank you for being with me on the journey, helping me recover. Here is the story. And that was just so nice. You know, such a nice touch, you know, Thanksgiving. And she thought of, you know, me and, you know, which again, it's not about me. I just, you know, share, like Sasha Stevens said, these universal truths. And it's really Vera here who did the work. But anyway, I was really, really happy. And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, let's read this. Let's continue reading this together. And we'll see how Vera got to a point where she no longer struggles with sleep. So how it started. I slept soundly my entire pregnancy, no problems whatsoever. When the baby was born, she lost 10% of weight. I was told to feed her every 3 hours, every day and night for 20 minutes. It was going well, actually. I had an alarm clock every 3 hours at night. I wake up, feed her for 20 minutes, change the diaper, and then I go back to sleep in a matter of seconds. She slept well at night. After some months, she started sleeping very loudly. She would not go to sleep immediately after feeding. Also, she was kind of grumpy during her sleep. After a couple of sleepless nights, because of the noise, I started feeling really bad and asked my husband to take her and let me sleep. But what happened, I was unable to sleep. I only got 2 hours that night and the next night and several nights after that. Part two here, the journey. The next month I slept better, but with many awakenings not related to the baby since my husband was taking care of the baby at night. Then it became worse again for no reason. I slept 4 or 6 hours. I was so worried. Since I'm a problem solver, I decided to figure it out. What I tried, sleep hygiene, winding down before going to sleep, not using the bed during the daytime, earplugs, supplements. I contacted my doctor and got blood work done, all clear. I was sent to therapy, offered antidepressants and sleeping pills. I decided to go to therapy, but refused to take the pills. Therapy was great in terms that it helped to deal with anxiety, which was the result of sleep fears. It also helped me to start enjoying my daily life more, but sleep problems persisted. Interestingly, neither my doctor nor the therapist knew that much about insomnia. This is where I figured out that the recommended treatment for insomnia was CBTI. I got very excited and decided to give it a chance. I established a sleep window from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. and tried to follow instructions. That made things worse. Going to bed at 11 and getting out of 5 was not a problem because I started waking up at 3:30. I was just happy to finally end this torture though at 5, getting out of bed and doing something in case I was not able to sleep, introduced performance anxiety. You have to fall asleep within 10, 15 minutes in parentheses. And it turned out to completely sleepless nights. At this point, I experienced brain fog, poor body balance, headaches. It lasted for around 6 weeks and it was only getting worse. Just imagine how desperate I was. Let's actually take a little pause there and just talk about what has happened, right? So, you know, actually, since I started coaching using bedtime, this app, I've really seen how often it is that becoming a mom is a trigger for insomnia. And for a quite obvious reason, when you think about it, that, you know, you have a new baby and that in itself is often stressful. And then this baby needs attention. So you often truly have no control. You literally have to get up whenever the baby is crying. But this didn't really faze Vera that much. At least not in the beginning, but at some point, there was a little bit of like the baby was sleeping fine, but making some noises, and that you know sort of made Vera a little bit like I would like to sleep more. And that's actually where insomnia starts. It's that moment where you're like, I think I need to sleep better. I think this is not good for me. I think there is a problem, right? And so then, you know, that kind of leads you towards effort, right? So now the brain has started to think that there is a problem. And then, you know, Vera's husband takes care of the baby and that helps a little bit, but maybe not entirely, which means that now insomnia has started becoming like a problem in and of itself. It's not no longer the baby or anything like that that's driving it. It is the desire to sleep more, you know? It's kind of like wanting to sleep that's starting to feed this. And it was interesting here reading how therapy helped with anxiety, you know, which sometimes you would think then, well, of course, then if you're not anxious, you're going to sleep well, but not necessarily. You know, if sleep is on the radar there, you may not be very anxious in general, but sleep is like on the radar, on the brain's radar. And so, you know, it may very well not be, you know, the thing that gets you to a place of sleeping well. And I think this message, more than maybe any other I've heard, really emphasizes the problem with that kind of rigid traditional CBTI approach, where it really implies controllability. It really implies that if you do this, you know, if you strictly adhere to this and that, you're going to sleep better. But guess what? The more you try to control sleep, the more sleeper it gets. And we saw for Vera that trying to have this like set sleep window, stimulus control, get out of bed, that's when it actually really started spiraling out of control. So little commentary there. Let's continue reading. Recovery. At a certain point, I started looking for some alternatives to CBTI. I came across mindfulness, ACT. Then I discovered your channel, this channel. I read a book, I think that's Set It and Forget It, Light Your Ideas, and decided to give it a chance. So I purchased Bedtime, and I started following your guidance, and somehow started getting better. At least my symptoms started fading out. I was just happy that I could stay in bed with my eyes closed if I was not able to sleep, no pressure getting out of bed. I was following the guidance, reading daily facts on the app, and just learned that, you know, it would come. I just needed to live my life. Not so sophisticated, right? The sleep window was from 11 to 6, but if I felt I was too sleepy, I could go to bed earlier, or I could enjoy time in bed if I woke up earlier. I just liked to be there. No time watching, no clock watching, no performance pressure. It helped. Now I slept around 6 hours per night and I appreciated it. It was okay. I didn't care much. How's it going now? I finally was able to take night shift. And by the way, this whole time frame, I believe, is about a 2 to 3 month process here. I finally was able to take night shift with the baby. She wakes up several times at night, but I'm able to go back to sleep. If not, I just don't worry. When it's my husband's turn, I use earplugs, no shame in it, and it helps. I go to bed at 11, wake up maybe 7, 7:30 with multiple wake-ups when the baby needs it. I do not know how much I sleep, but I feel okay and I don't care that much. Also, I read in bed, I watch TV series right before going to sleep, and it does not matter actually. I drink coffee, I don't follow any sleep hygiene rules, and to be honest, I'm sleeping better than when I used to do that. Thank you for everything you're doing, Vera. Well, Vera, I wanna thank you so, so much for sharing this with us. And, you know, it is really, you know, when you listen to these success stories, it's all the same story in the end. You know, the key is always to quote unquote worry less, quote unquote care less, which, you know, a lot of people that hear this now and are really struggling will go like, how can I worry less? How can I care less? Well, it's not really that Vera doesn't care anymore. She still wants to sleep well, like all human beings. It's just that she is less attached to sleep, whether she sleeps a lot, a little, where she wakes up a lot of times or a few times. Both are acceptable to her. And how do you get there, of course, is always the question. And I would say that, you know, learning from Vera here, you can tell that she was trying all these sleep hygiene things, you know, cutting down on coffee, and she was trying to control sleep. And it was really when she abandoned those efforts and gave herself more flexibility and like tried less, that really, really helped her. So I hope this was helpful to you. I want to thank Vera again so much for sharing this. And anyone who, like Vera, wants to work with me using Bedtime, it's on the App Store. Just check it out. Even if you just have 5 minutes per day, maybe you're maybe you have small kids or something like that. I think it's really ideal for anyone who doesn't have that much time necessarily. And of course, we always have our self-coaching master program too for anyone that likes video learning via video and having like Zoom classes, etc. So again, hope this helped. Thanks so much, Vera, and I will be back with more very soon. Until then, take it easy now.